Welcome to the Haverford College Athletics Podcast. My name is Warren Croxton, Assistant Sports Information Director. This podcast will allow fans of Haverford College Athletics to get a better understanding of the great student-athletes, coaches, and administrators in the athletic department. This episode of the podcast features men's soccer player Tijon Walcott. Walcott talks about his time at Haverford, his internship with the New York Mets, and much more. Here's how the interview went. Tijon, how did you get involved with soccer when you were younger?
Family sport. It wasn't my first sport, though. My first sport was actually field hockey, which would probably be a surprise for a lot of people. My mom, my aunt played field hockey growing up, so it was kind of just something I did. But my dad was big into soccer, so once I got to like 7 or 8 and there were no other guys playing field hockey, soccer became the sport.
Who were some of your major influences in soccer?
Dwight York. So he's a family friend of mine from Trinidad. He played for Manchester United. He won the treble with them in 1999, and you know, he's someone that is a legend to many Manchester United fans, who's a big club in England. And I've spoken to him a couple of times, and he's given me advice, and he's really close with my friends and family. So he's a big idol for me when I was growing up.
So going through the process of looking for schools in high school, what are some of the things that attracted you to Haverford College?
Well, I knew I wanted something pretty similar to my high school. My high school is about 900 kids, pretty small, nice campus, 13-to-1 student ratio about there in high school, so I wanted something similar. I knew if I went to a big school, I'd probably get lost. So Haverford just seemed to fit perfectly. I want to be near a big city, so Philly's right there. But everything just fit.
How do you balance your life as a student-athlete?
I got some practice of it in high school. I went to a boarding school in New Jersey, so a lot of it was, you know, getting into a routine. So we'd have practice after school, and then we'd have study hall between 8 and 10. So it's something that I tried to do here. So after practice, we'd all have dinner, and then, you know, right before bed is just a time for me to just buckle down, and that's kind of been a routine I've had since I've been at Haverford. So it's kind of just a little practice from high school.
Is there one moment academically since you've been here that kind of stands out?
One of our biggest fans at Haverford of our soccer team is Bruce Partridge, who's a pretty well-renowned professor at this school, and he's actually teaching my Astro class right now. And my freshman year, he wasn't my teacher yet, but he wanted to meet all the freshmen on the soccer team. And I told him I was interested in, you know, maybe studying in South Africa or, you know, going abroad my junior year. And, you know, he actually got me in contact with some people in South Africa in case I wanted to go study abroad there, whether I wanted an internship or something to do during the summer. And then that just shows, you know, how much professors here actually care about the students. It was something that he really didn't have to do, but it was just nice. It was a great showing character and just, like, what Haverford's about.
Do you still plan on going abroad?
Yeah, but I'm not going to South Africa. I'm going to Belgium in the spring.
What are some of the things you're looking forward to going to Belgium for?
Probably traveling. going to Brussels and, you know, trains all through Europe go through Brussels, so it's kind of just a meeting point. So I can pretty much just go anywhere, and that's something that, you know, in the U.S. it's a little bit different because you have all these states, but going state to state, you might not see the differences that you'll see, like, going from England to Spain or Portugal to, I don't know, Croatia or something. So that's what I'm excited for.
Have you done any types of internships since you've been here?
Yeah, I had a big one this summer, working with the New York Mets in Flushing. It's probably my favorite internship. it was great. I did a lot. It was hard to describe everything, but my department was called Venue Services, but within that, it was a lot of marketing, a lot of dealing with players in a sense that, you know, I would have to be responsible for signings and autograph signings of, you know, Mets legends or current players. So just dealing with player agents and seeing how the team would, you know, sort of deal with contracts and negotiations, you know, how much money gets paid here and, like, how many autograph signings we need. That's just something that was interesting for me. But on top of that, I got to deal with Sterling Project Development, which is the Mets are owned by Sterling Equities, which is a real estate firm in New York. And part of my job there was, you know, how can we make Citi Field better? It's a new park, and it's one of the best ones in the MLB right now. So that was awesome for me. But I think the most I took out of that internship was, you know, just getting to interact with professional athletes, which was, you know, pretty cool, but you get pretty bland after a week or so, you know, seeing them. You're not exactly fazed by it anymore. But it was a great internship. I loved it. And now they're going to the World Series, and we were joking about this at practice, but if they win, I probably should get a ring, right?
Do you have any plans for a major? Have you picked one yet?
Yeah, so my major is dealing with city planning and urban development. So kind of just what I want to focus on is, you know, say you put a stadium somewhere, what are you going to put around it? What kind of, you know, can you have the stadium be the catalyst for urban redevelopment, things like that? And that's part of what I did with the Mets, sort of just one of their big projects right now is making Flushing and the area around Citi Field a lot better and nicer.
So did you said you mentioned that you had other internships. Have there been any others that you had done while you're at school?
Yeah, so something I did last spring, it was more like a campus ambassador program, but I worked with a startup called Pymetrics, which deals with getting kids my age and sort of in college, you know, jobs coming out. And what they tried to do was get away from the whole resume because, you know, there's only so much experience you have coming out of college with internships, and sort of using tests, like neuroscience-based tests, to sort of see what fields you'd be fit for. And it's a really good idea. I think they're really getting on board right now and getting a lot of support from investors. So it'll be something you'll see in a couple years.
Do you have any kind of game plan for life after college?
If I could go back to the Mets, I would. So that's probably on my top priority list. I would like to work there. But, you know, sports is my passion. That's what I've told myself. And if I had a job that wasn't related to sports in some way, I don't think I'd like it very much. So I think once I come out of college, working in sort of live entertainment or professional sports is probably where you'll see me.
So what kind of things do you want to do in sports?
Well, I like the marketing aspect of it, but more specifically, I got a little taste of what it was like to interact with player agents. So kind of sports consulting and having some type of management of players is something I'd like to have.
Kind of like an agent or
something? Exactly. So mm-hmm. I think that's the route I'd like to take after college, which would mean more schooling, but that's fine with me. I think that's where my passion is.
So this part of the interview is sort of a rapid-fire question, so just kind of name the first thing that pops into your mind. It's okay.
Let's do it.
It's not that bad. Favorite sports team growing up?
Manchester United.
Favorite movie?
Space Jam.
So what are your... Okay, this brings up a new set of questions. What do you think about LeBron Space Jam 2?
I actually don't have a problem with it. I like
right?
it.
Right? I kind of think it would be pretty cool. What other NBA player do you think would be in the movie who would have their powers taken away?
Russell Westbrook. You have to get Anthony Davis in there. He's a little bit scary. DeMarcus Cousins. Nate Robinson, because you need that short guy.
that's not cool.
Yeah, but I think they can do it. I'd love to see another Space Jam.
Have you seen Jerry Maguire? You want to be a sports agent. I feel like you have. That's got to be a requirement, right? Show me the money.
Yeah.
All right, getting back on track. Favorite book?
Catcher in the Rye.
Favorite food?
That's a tough one, man. Waffles.
All right, you go breakfast first. Okay. Favorite vacation spot?
The Caribbean.
Favorite superhero or cartoon growing up?
Power Rangers.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right, so who's your favorite Power Ranger?
Obviously the red one.
There you go.
Yeah.
Nice. That was Jason, right?
Yep.
Yeah, and then Tommy was green. Okay. Yeah, that's wow. I thought that was before your time. I was into the Power Rangers when I was younger. I know, obviously older than you. What is the most played song on your iTunes playlist?
I'd probably go right now. What Do You Mean by Justin Bieber.
You're a Bieber fan, huh?
I wouldn't go that far. It's just a good song.
If you could only eat one food for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Chinese food.
Share a personal fact that no one else would guess about you.
My first sport was field hockey.
That's a good one. Which teammate would you most want to be stuck on a deserted island with?
You gotta go, Will Corkery.
Will said he'd go on a deserted island with you. What three things would you bring with you on that deserted island?
Definitely not a soccer ball. I love it, but I definitely wouldn't bring that with me. Can I bring a phone? A phone?
There's no electricity there. You're on a deserted island. You're not gonna get service.
Do I even need anything then? I feel like.
Something to do, maybe some shelter. You would not be doing very well on Sterling Island.
I mean, I've seen Lost, and they bring things with them, but all those things get lost anyway, so.
Okay.
I don't have anything.
Let's move on. You have three wishes from a genie. What would they be? And no, you cannot wish for more wishes, and you cannot wish for a genie to grant you more wishes.
I want a Porsche Cayenne. Probably wouldn't be a sports agent, so a sports agent with a Porsche Cayenne, and then I want a happy family, so those are my three.
That's very sweet of you. What is your favorite season?
Summer.
And why is that?
I hate the cold, so when winter gets thrown out. Fall's getting cold, so I don't know. And then spring's a little bit too rainy for me, so I like the sun, so summer.
If you could be any TV movie character, who would it be and why?
Flash. I'd probably be Flash. I don't know. I've always wanted to teleport places, but he obviously doesn't teleport, but he can definitely get from point A to point B pretty quick, so it's the closest thing.
If you had a 60-second Super Bowl ad, what would you show to a billion people?
You gotta go with the squad here. A lot of different characters on our soccer team here at Haverford. Got two sets of twins. Definitely not normal for any collegiate soccer team. Then we got a gluten-free kid. We got John Kerber, who's from Colgate. Macklin, who's a model. It's definitely a lot of different people I'd probably want to showcase and say, hey, like, these are my teammates.
So, if you can make a TV show, would it be about your team? Who would be the leading star?
Leading star?
A leading star in a TV show about the men's soccer team.
John Kerber and John Halifax.
Would you rather be twice as smart or twice as happy?
Twice as happy.
What Jeopardy category would you clear with no problems?
2000s dance moves. Like Lean With It, Rock With It, Laffy Taffy. I don't know, you know.
Okay, so that'd be your category.
Yeah.
If you could attend one sporting event, what would it be and why? It obviously wouldn't be the Super Bowl because you'd want to watch your advertisement on TV.
Exactly. World Cup final, probably. Yeah.
You're going to a dinner and can invite three people past the present. Who would they be and why?
Barack Obama. Michael Jackson. And then George Washington, probably.
That's an interesting group.
Three different people.
That's an interesting group of characters.
Yeah.
You're walking down the street one day, and you accidentally bump into yourself 10 years into the future. Where do you see yourself in 10 years?
Hopefully I still look young. How old am I, 20? Probably married. And maybe having my first kid, second kid around there. Pretty happy.
And some of your final questions. You know, with Halloween being right around the corner, what is your favorite Halloween candy?
Candy corn. Oh, come on, man. That's
seriously?
Easy.
Candy corn?
Yeah.
No, that's the worst. That's the worst Halloween candy.
Candy corn.
And then, what was your favorite Halloween costume?
Ooh, Cookie Monster. I killed that one. I see pictures of it still, and I definitely killed it. I had cookies all over my face, too, so it was perfect.
Thanks to T-John for coming on. Please rate and leave comments on iTunes about the podcast. Stay tuned as well, more fall athletes coming soon. Thanks for listening, and go Forts.